Welcome to Real Moms 2 Podcast. Let's face it, nothing will test you more than the moment you become a mother.
Yes, that includes stepmoms, adoptive moms, foster moms, all moms.
Believe me, we know. Being a mom can be one of your greatest joys and your biggest headache. This podcast is two real moms discussing real life issues and situations we face throughout motherhood. Expect to laugh
and cry,
but most importantly,
expect to relate. Because if you're nothing else in life, you're a real mom too.
It's Alana P, and now with CSC. This is Real Mom 2. You know what we about to do. Hey, we just want to welcome you all. Welcome to episode 4 of Real Moms 2 podcast. We are so happy that you are listening to us. We are on more platforms now. Okay, what platforms we on,
see
you?
Okay, let me see. Apple Podcast.
All right,
for Google Play.
Yep.
Spotify.
Yep. Ooh,
we got one more we added too. What was it?
Spreaker.
Ain't that Spreaker? I don't even what is that?
Let me spell it for ya. S P R E A K E R. So not speaker, Spreaker. But I'm most excited about Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.
That makes us feel fancy.
I feel like a big girl.
And did y'all see, if you didn't see, we have a new artwork design.
Yes. Let us know how you like it.
Yes. Please tell us, because we worked really hard on trying to get that done.
We did. The goal for us with that artwork was just to show mommies do a lot. You know, sometimes you working, sometimes you got the baby, they got toys and crayons and cookie crumbs. We just wanted to show the life of a real mom, too.
Yes. I'm really proud of that. So if y'all kill it, keep it to yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so yeah, episode 4, we're going to have some new segments. We're going to just, really, the main topic, though, is let's talk about sex. So not only talk about sex in the bedroom, just kidding, we're mostly talking about how do you have that conversation with your little ones. So continue listening to the entire episode so you can find out what we do. Enjoy. So now it's time for some fall fun faves.
Hey.
Yes, it is officially October. So it's pumpkin season.
It's officially fall, even though Mother Nature is confused. She needs to get her children because it was fall the last time we recorded, and now it's summer.
Yeah, now it's about to be fall again after this week.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway,
that's why I got a cold now.
Okay. And my baby's allergies all tripping.
That ragweed ain't no joke if you live in Ohio.
Oh, my goodness.
So, fall fun faves. All right, y'all. Y'all want to hear this. Okay, so, Alana, this is who's talking right now. My fall fun fave, and I just made them, are pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. Sometimes I use sweet potato. This time I use pumpkin. More so because Aldi had it. They didn't have sweet potato, so I went with pumpkin.
Y'all know how I feel about pumpkin. It's whack, but I will say.
What? Go ahead and tell them, girl.
Okay. So you could take me temporarily off the no pumpkin team because I was in Whole Foods the other day and I found this pumpkin spiced apple cider.
This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, pumpkin is literally a squash. You do understand that, right?
Okay, listen. It was pumpkin spiced. And you could see, like, the puree pumpkin in the bottom. Like, so it was, like, real.
If y'all could see my face right now. Like, and I'm cool with pumpkin, but it needs to be baked into something.
Okay, but I love apples. So I was like, apple cider is a discount. Let me just try it. And it was bomb.
Okay, wait. You said it was a discount?
Yes.
It's a reason why. I'm just saying.
You're a hater. It was good. Okay.
Okay, so you have found some pumpkin, apple cider.
But that's the only time I'm going to be on pumpkin team. Although those cookies you made.
I was about to say, no, it wasn't the only time. So I made my pumpkin
chocolate chip
cookies.
Well, then maybe I'm like a part-time lover to pumpkin.
Pumpkin lover.
Temporarily. We can have a booty call. No, just kidding.
A booty call with a pumpkin? I mean, I know it ain't big and luscious, but come on now. Girl.
just saying. We
baby, what is you saying?
We love each other
baby.
Just temporarily, you know, every once in a while.
Okay. Back to my pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. I did put the recipe on not only the Real Moms 2 page, our Instagram page. I also put it on my personal page. They are delicious. I absolutely love them. I'm going to shout out our girl Khadijah. She got me hip to them. She actually uses sweet potato. And again, you could use either or. I honestly didn't taste much of a difference. But one thing I do differently than she does is I use white chocolate chips and dark chocolate chips.
Oh, you know, white chocolate is like my favorite. Like people are like, chocolate. And I'm like, white chocolate. Even though white chocolate really isn't even chocolate. It's mostly
what is
just
it?
Like
milk,
sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
It's I'm really cool with
chocolate,
it.
You know, but it's girl. So good, so whatever.
Yes.
So,
check out that recipe. It's super easy. When you're making cookie batter, though, you got to be a little careful with the flour and the baking soda. I really add it in slowly. Otherwise, the consistency of the cookies is a little off. So these cookies are more like cake-like to me. They're really fluffy, but I think it's because of the baking soda. If you use baking powder, it'll change it up a little. Yeah, I'm somewhat of a little baker. Just a little bit.
As
it's
you
a smidget.
Continue to
it's
just
a smidget.
Add more Martha things to your Martha Pots.
Mm-hmm.
She's Martha Parks for anyone that doesn't know it. I just think that she's so Martha Stewart. So she's definitely Martha Parks.
Except when it comes to cooking in general. Like, Sia got cooking all down pat. But, so yeah, mine is the pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. And Pumpkin Fest is coming up in Circleville, Ohio, which is in the middle of nowhere. But y'all kicks it at the Pumpkin Fest. And I like it because they have the pumpkin spice donuts. Girl, and I love me a good donut.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Girl. Oh, my God, that's another pumpkin thing I might try. I'm still
I don't know what
she's
talking about.
Pumpkin.
She clearly likes pumpkins.
Just, it's just weird. But I will say, so one of my other fall fun faves, which I haven't even had a chance to find yet, like, so Special K cereal has this, like, pumpkin-y fall apple cider. Cinnamon. I don't know what flavor it is. It's just good, okay? And I haven't been able to find it in the store yet. And I feel like it's usually like special limited edition, and I haven't been able to find it, so I'm kind of upset. So I don't even know which one it is. I just know it's so good.
It's like, probably whack if they don't have it out.
No, I think that like they do like limited flavors and
they
stuff,
do.
And maybe I went too late to Kroger and it's gone. I don't know. Because I know last time I was buying like 2 for $5 because they were like putting them, don't even laugh at me. They were putting them back in, and then I would be like, oh, let me stock up because it was my snack, and then my husband was eating it. He like, I don't even like cereal like that, but that is bomb.
But he was tearing it up.
Girl, yes. I was buying them 2 at a time, and he just kept eating it all, and I was so mad. But
you
anyways.
Gotta love men. Because I bought some pumpkin cereal, and on a Saturday morning, I'm like, we're going to just eat cereal as a family, okay? Didn't think nothing of it. Monday comes, I go to reach for the cereal, and the dang cereal is gone.
In one day?
Girl, so I hit up the husband, and I'm like, what happened to that pumpkin cereal? He was like, we finished it. I said, in that one day? Are you serious? So, yes, families of 4 and more, I don't know how y'all do it. I know we be struggling. I feel like I'm at the grocery store every 3 days. So, yeah, just wait, because it's just you, and it was just you and him at the time, huh? Elliot wasn't eating no cereal.
No, it was like my snack when I was pregnant, and he was, like, eating it, too. I'm like, that is not for you, but anyway. So, yeah, that cereal and that cider are my other fall fun faves. I still do not say I'm team pumpkin, but, I dibble and dabble here and there.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you share, though, what your fall fun faves are on Instagram or Facebook at Real Moms 2.
All right, so I got to tell you about this crazy story.
Okay.
So I saw this in the news. So this 2-year-old kid, this family, they bought, like, season tickets from a family member for college football. I think it was University of Utah.
Okay. O-H-I-O. Go Buckeyes.
Anyway, but the tickets cost like over $1,000 for season
Ooh,
tickets.
Jesus.
So they were saving this money, mm-hmm. and they put it in an envelope. I don't know why. But anyway, the kid somehow found it and shredded all the money.
Shredded it.
Shredded $1,000.
First off, let's rewind it. Let's just rewind. I mean, I'm good job saving all that money. And I'm just, it's 2018, you know, Cash App them.
Get a bank.
Get a bank. You can Zelle them. Yeah, I'm giving y'all all the plugs right now. There ain't no reason to have that much cash on hand, first off.
Listen, when I heard this story, so it was, the whole thing about it is that it went viral because the parents were like, I can't make this up. Like, in order to, like, stop crying, I have to laugh. So they posted it. It went viral. And I found out earlier today that Dr. Pepper felt so bad about, like, what happened to them. And they're, like, I guess, like, a major sponsor of some teams.
Oh,
they're
cool.
going to give them the money.
Well, bless them and Dr. Pepper.
I know. Okay. But when it first broke, they were like, oh, you know, I mean, I guess he just, because he's two and he helps his mom shred other paperwork. So I guess he thought,
oh,
this is one that he,
I would be
they forgot. So he did it on his own. And she was like, when she couldn't find the envelope, she automatically assumed that he just
stuffed it in the shredder.
And it was in pieces.
Oh my, I remember seeing the picture. I think you tagged me on it. And it literally looked like shredded paper, green
Listen,
shredded paper. And I mean, so much.
Kids are crazy, but I don't know. I might have killed Elliot if she shredded
it. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just, for real, you just so shocked that you like, I don't even know how to respond.
I know.
Like, in your mind, you're like, if that was my kid, I would have did this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, you just be so shocked sometimes. Because, I mean, my kids, let me tell you, I came home. They pawpaw was watching at me, and if y'all pawpaws are anything like mine, they literally just make sure they don't die, you know?
That's true.
Did you feed them? Did you read a book to them? Long story short, I come home, we come home from our date, and there's a picture that Tyson drew on our wall. And I'm like, okay, how did I'm thinking he taped it. I'm just, I don't know why I thought that. Why did I think the 5-year-old knew how to tape the paper on the wall? I don't know.
I mean,
all I know is I go to take it off, and I'm like, this ain't really coming off easily.
So what happened?
I said, Tyson, how did you get this paper up here? And he's like, I glued it.
Oh,
and I said, what? He's like, yeah, I glued it. I was like, Tyson, you know you're not supposed to put glue on the wall. This is what this boy told me. I didn't put it on the wall. I put it on the paper. I'm like, Tyson. I said, let's talk this through. If you put the glue on the paper and then you put the paper on the wall, where's the glue, Tyson? Where is the glue? He was like, on the wall. I'm like, yeah, it's on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. This is so crazy. So did you get it off?
Well, it was a glue stick, thank the goodness. So it really wasn't a lot.
Like,
I tried to keep my calm with him. I just wanted him to really talk through that moment of why that was not a good idea, though. I didn't really get mad at him, but in my mind, I'm just like, I can't make this up. Like, he really thought that was, like, legit. Like, that's how you know kids are just kids.
They just do
and
whatever.
They do things, and, you know, you're not always going to be able to have your eye on them at all times.
Never. Because they are sneaky. I literally, when I read this story, it made me think, like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I would do. Like, if Elliot did something like that, I might kill her. And then I felt bad for the family because they were like, oh, we researched trying to figure out how we could put the money back together. And they Googled, like, some treasury office in D.C., and they told them, you can ship it to us, and we'll put it back together for you in, like, 2 years.
2 years. And then, like, how do you, like, do you just tell them, okay, this is $1,000, and then is the treasury just going to believe you? Or, you know what I mean? Like, what if you miss some? And if that's the case, let me shred up some money and be like, yeah, I messed up $5,000. Can you just give
me
that?
Can you put it back together?
Can you put it together and send that pronto? Take as long as you need. I'm going to keep that $5,000 as long as it takes you.
Oh, my gosh. What's funny is this, like, I can't make this up like, because Elia literally yesterday, no one is going to believe me, so I'm going to post this on our social media, but she literally was sitting right next to me. I was looking on my phone trying to find some information for my husband because he couldn't find something to call or whatever, so I'm looking it up for him. literally, I'm like, oh, she's so quiet. She, like, walked around me. We're in her bedroom. She walks around, like, the rocking chair I'm sitting in. I'm like, oh, maybe she's about to start pushing me. That's something that she would do. And then I look down. Alana, when I tell you, she looked like a ghost because she had so much hair grease on her face.
Oh, my God.
So she has this thing about moisturizing her skin because we let her, like, they want to be so independent. Mm. And I guess that's how this family felt. Like, oh, I'm just showing them how to do something.
He don't can be my little helper.
Don't show your kids how to do anything because they will do it without you.
Yes, they
and
will.
And they do it wrong. She thought the hair grease, I know she thought it was like cocoa butter or shea butter because it was all over her face, like in her eye. And she was literally taking both hands and rubbing it. In circular
lathering it on.
Like, and then she looked, and then I asked her, like, what are you doing? How, and I don't even know how she opened the top, because it's a twist top.
Look, she's a baby genius. We've already discussed
this. No, that is, like, terror twos. What is it?
Terrible twos.
Terrible twos already at 17 and a half months. Like,
yep.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to cry. And then I tell her dad, and he's just SMH. That's all he texts me back. Like, that's all got? And we had, what makes it worse is we had just got out of the tub.
Oh.
So she was clean, already lotioned up. I guess she was like, Mommy, you didn't do a good job. So I had to grease my face.
And that's the thing. Grease isn't, like, easy to get off.
I know. So I freaked out because I thought, like, oh, my gosh, she's not going to be able to see.
She's blind.
I called my mom. Like, Mom, she has grease everywhere. And my mom's like, she's fine. Send me a picture. That's all she kept telling me was send me a picture. I'm like, lady,
she wanted to
listen
laugh.
To me. I need to know if she's okay. And it was so thick. Like, literally, she would open her eyes and they was like her lashes was spreading with everywhere. I'm like,
come on, baby Ellie. Don't be your mommy like that. Plus, that's like hair grease is not always cheap, okay?
And she used half the jar.
Mm-mm.
Like half of it.
She might have needed a little tap, just a smidge.
I thought about it. I'm like, it's my fault. Like, every time these things happen, you blame yourself.
You
like,
do.
I'm just bad
if
parent.
If I wouldn't have been on that phone. The phone is going to be the death of us millennial parents.
Okay.
And with the Gen Ys and all the Gen Xs, I don't know.
You literally grab
anymore.
Your phone for like 2 seconds, turns into 20 minutes, and your house is trash, okay?
Trash.
I feel like I need to put my phone in the trash can because, oh, she was over your house digging in the trash can.
Digging in the trash, meanwhile.
Trying to eat food that she don't even
eat. I had just dusted too.
Thank God my husband caught her in time because I would have, like, she wouldn't have been able to kiss me for a month.
Yes. Long story short, though, we just wanted to introduce this segment called I Can't Make This Up. I can't make it up.
You got to laugh to keep from crying. That's what it really should be called because that's how I feel every time she does something.
Let's talk about sex,
baby.
Let's talk about
you and me.
Let's talk about
all the good things. I don't even know if that's the words.
Girl, I have no idea. I was like probably 3 when the song came out. Who knows?
I don't know if that's the words, but let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Today's main topic is the sex talk. And how do you have the sex talk with your younger kids? Like your 3-year-olds
and
your babies and your 5-year-olds, you know, between the Me Too movement. And I actually just saw a post from a friend who, you know, she at home. She liked to walk around with her breast out, you know what I'm saying? Or y'all know how kids are. They like to come in the bathroom with
Ooh,
you every 5 seconds. And so then she's like, should I be covering up? Like, my son is about to be 3, and I don't want him to think just because he can see mommy's boobies, he can look at everybody's boobies.
Yeah, and I saw that post, too. And I'm glad that she brought that up because even now, like, it's so many, like, cases coming out about sexual assault and, like, inappropriate situations that have happened. And I think it's good that we talk about it. We really need to talk about it, like, now because, now, I will say, I'm going to defer to you when it comes time for me to do it because I have no idea how to even start this conversation.
Yes.
But I think if you help your child know, then the older they get, the less likely they may be able to be involved in those situations or at least know what to do if something like that happens. Like these cases that have been coming out, these people have been holding this stuff for like 35
years. Yeah. And it's scary. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure our girls are informed, but we also want to make sure our boys are informed.
Yes, because it's not just one gender that's dealing with it.
No, it's not. So, yeah, I'm excited to talk to you guys about this today. So, again, let's just do a little quick recap. I have 2 5-year-olds, Zoe and Tyson. I have my 3-year-old, Raylan, and my youngest is Azora, who is 1. So we've kind of been having the sex conversation. I honestly couldn't put an age on it. For us,
they're not that old. So, when they came out the womb, like, goo goo gaga sex.
And it's so funny because I'm always joking with people. Or, like, my brother, my nephew is 8. And I was like, Alan, have you had the sex talk with AJ? Or are you planning on having it? And he's like, I'm not ready for that. He's way too young. And look, all I'm going to say is, when I was in third grade, kids was clothes burning by then. Yeah, that's what they called it back in the loop.
For the listeners, can you please elaborate on what the heck clothes burning is?
Clothes burning, at least in St. Louis, is keep your clothes on. It's like dry humping each other.
And elaborate.
I was not doing that, mother. That was not to me.
She
at
means
all.
That they are, what did they call it? When you're
they acting like they having sex, but
on one another.
Just like rubbing their private parts on each other. I don't know. I did not take part in it. I never saw anybody do it. Thank the Lord. I was, you know, not into that. But I also, too, remember that's around the age where little boys are like, look at my penis. You know, like.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yes. Yeah. So in my mind, and then with me getting pregnant. Not planning to get pregnant.
She doesn't mean like as a kid.
No, I was 20. Look, I felt like a kid. I was 22. I was not planning to get pregnant, which just made me feel like maybe I wasn't as informed as I should have been.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I was even scared to tell my mom at age 22.
Girl, I was scared to tell my mom when I lost my virginity, and she was like,
girl,
so
my mother is so bad. That's great that she was even able to have that conversation. My mother literally thought I lost my virginity having touch. Like, she thought, I was like, I'm going to just let you keep thinking that, ma'am. Like,
well, now the cat's out the bag.
The cat is out the bag. I'm not going to tell you when, how old I was. But all of that is to say, I realized, me and my husband both realized, we need to have this conversation with our children early.
Okay, so what does that look like for a kid so young?
Well, first off, I do want to start with saying, too, I think, you know, a lot of parents are scared or they're like, I'm trying to protect their innocence. And so they don't want to have the conversation with them. But my thing is, I'd rather they get the narrative from me than little Tommy at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kids are talking about things a lot earlier, especially now with social media. And then a lot of kids are on YouTube at like 3 or 4.
Girl, you know anything can pop up if you don't set the restrictions right. Yeah, so for us, it always starts with naming your body parts. The anatomical way.
Okay.
So
anatomical.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
You know I'm bad with words.
No, I love it. It just made me think of Amber. Our friend Amber's so smart. Yes. Shout out to Amber.
Always shout out Amber.
And she pronounces all her words correctly and she has amazing definitions. So it just made me think of her. But go ahead.
Yes. So anyway, so with, you know, for us, we didn't really have a choice. We kind of had to have the conversations earlier than we intended to.
Okay.
Because our kids are 2 years apart. Tyson is going to the bathroom,
you know,
and he had a baby sister, and he's like, why does she have that, and I have this? So for us, it was, okay, first off, she has a vagina, you have a penis.
So what did he say when you said that to him?
Girl, it was the funniest conversation, actually. He's like, okay, so he picked up a baby doll and was like, does she have a vagina too, mommy? I was like, yep. She got a vagina too.
So what did he
she
say?
She literally
about
started
you?
Going through everybody. He was like, mommy has a vagina.
Oh Lord.
Azora wasn't born. Raylan has a vagina. Zoe has a vagina. I have a penis. So Daddy has a penis.
What do you do when he goes to school? Like, you're a girl. You have a vagina.
You know what? My son is pretty mature for his age. But mind you, again, we started having this conversation at age 2.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, at least his daycare provider at the time never told us, like, hey, Tyson's been going around telling everybody what body parts they have.
Okay.
But I know when we were able to have the conversation more recently at age 5, it wasn't uncomfortable for him.
Okay. So what does the conversation look like from 2 to 5? I'm just curious because I have no idea how I would even be able to have these conversations with Elia. And considering you said that you start talking about these things at 2, That's like 6 months really, for me.
So, mind you, so Tyson was 2, which means Raylan was like 0.
Baby.
So we actually use something called the NICE method. And it's interesting because we actually found it on Pinterest. Like, honestly, fairly recent. We didn't realize this is what we were doing, but we were.
Oh, so the NICE method already.
Yes. The NICE method from ages 0 to 3 is name it, claim, explain.
Okay.
So, again, you have breasts, and we always tell them everybody has breasts. It's just that everyone's breasts are used for different things. So women have breasts.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like Tyson, you have breasts, you just don't have big breasts. And some women don't have big breasts. Some women have small breasts, and everybody has an areola, and everyone has a nipple. And we even joke, like, some people have 3.
Oh,
I have heard that. I don't know how true it is. I've never seen it. But so, yeah, from 0 to 3 is more of just letting them be comfortable naming their body parts, naming your body parts. For us, we don't want it to be a taboo.
Okay, so it's not just about, like, the birds and the bees.
Oh,
it's,
no.
like, just the sexual parts mm-hmm. of our body that yeah. we need to identify. Okay,
and it's natural.
I think I can do that.
It's
yes.
normal. And the big thing for me was I never wanted them to feel ashamed
okay.
of their body.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have a birthmark, like, yeah, that's your birthmark. That was what you were born with, and it's beautiful just like you are. And look, I have one, too, and this is a mole. I mean, little things
yeah.
like that. Is even just, I wanted, one, them to be comfortable with their bodies. And it's funny, though, because just recently we were like, okay, we've been telling him he has a penis, but we forgot to tell him he has testicles.
You just forgot.
I mean, yeah, I kind of forgot about those 2 little balls. And it's funny because he keeps calling them tentacles. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're not
that
tentacles.
Just made me think of something on, like, SpongeBob or something.
Yes, girl, so... With the NICE method, the biggest thing, and you can do this with Elliot now, like, I'm wiping your vagina.
Oh, yeah. Just like we identify colors and
yes.
agencies.
Yeah, so, like, when you're changing her diaper or giving her a bath. And, like, Raylan is at that age where she's very curious, so she tends to play with herself. So I'm like, Raylan, get your hand out of your panties. Go wash your hands
first
off. Raylan's
going to grow up and be so mad at you for telling the world this.
I forgot about that part. I'm sorry, babe.
But that's like, funny. But I did hear... So I had this friend that studied, I don't know what the class was called, but it basically was, like, about sex therapy and children and how, mm-hmm. like, they go through, like, their brain and their hormones, like, show them, like it makes them feel, like, things that they didn't realize
yeah.
there. So, like, you kind of get, like, a rush of sensation down.
Yeah, they do. Like, if you start changing, once yeah. Elia gets older and you start changing her diaper, you'll notice, like, she might clench her legs even.
Oh.
And I remember Zoe would do that, and I got nervous, like, okay, did something happen? And then I asked the pediatrician, and she was just like, she can feel something is different. Like, when you do that, that makes her feel different.
Okay.
So she made sense up. So, again, that's another good time to explain. Maybe just explaining when you're doing it. Okay, I'm just wiping you so that you don't, you know, have poop in your vagina. Or
okay.
always wipe from the back. Because, mind you, she was in diapers at that time.
Okay.
Or Raylan, she's probably going to be a sexual being for sure. Because she laughs. She's like, this tickles. I'm like,
oh
gosh,
goodness.
This is so awkward. But I try to keep my calm, cool, because I'm like, it's normal. It's natural, and I don't want you to be ashamed at
okay.
the same time.
It's good so you talk to your pediatrician about that. It's good because I think some people feel like, I don't want to tell somebody that I think my child is touching themselves. Like, what? Like, I mean, before
yeah.
you have kids, these are not things that you think about.
No, you don't. And because it's always been a taboo in our society.
Yeah.
But I actually was reading, and I'm going to jack this up. It's either Switzerland or Sweden. They do sex education in elementary school.
Wow.
And it starts with conversations like this. Even, like, pregnancy and birth.
You know, actually, I think we had the birds and the bees, like, sex ed class in the 5th grade. But that
No. They start in now, like kindergarten.
Oh,
and it
wow.
starts with some stuff very simple like this. Like, let's just
okay.
start with the anatomy of the body.
Okay.
Like, they just up front with it. Like, where are babies from? They're from your mommy's vagina, you know? Or
oh, wow.
they actually, you know, they give birth and explaining that part. We kind of had to go through that a couple weeks ago because, you know, we have been doing the name it, but then for ages 3 to 5, they tell you it's time for ask and tell.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So ask and tell, you literally start with asking a lot of questions. So some questions is, you know, we were just kind of like, we just started with the basic. So what's the difference between girls and boys?
Okay.
And it was interesting because you guys know, obviously, Tyson is with me 24/7. We had this conversation with Tyson and Zoe. Raylan and Azora were taking their naps, so we were like, perfect. Now, Zoe's not with us 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So you could tell she was, like, hesitant to say the word vagina.
Oh.
And I'm like, and it was kind of funny, though, because Tyson's like, girls have a vagina, boys have a penis, and tentacles. And I'm like,
tentacles.
But he was just, like, so relaxed about it. And so, which made us realize, I don't know if Zoe is getting this, having this conversation with her mom.
Okay.
So then it also brought up the conversation of questions like, what is appropriate? What's not appropriate? Who can watch you? Who should touch you? And we just let them answer, and then we would kind of correct them if we needed to. So maybe if we said, what's the difference between girls and boys? And they would say this, that, or the other. And then it may say, and are people supposed to watch you when you go to the restroom or something like that? And they would say, you know, no. Or and then I would say, well, who can touch you or who can watch you or who should change you? Things like that.
Okay.
And we would even say family members' names. Is it okay for Pawpaw to touch you? Is it okay for Gran-Gran? Is it even okay for Mommy or Daddy? If you feel uncomfortable, then it's okay for you to say no, or that makes me feel uncomfortable.
That's good, because then I think if you start so young, then you don't have these things of, like, sexual assault or I didn't know because she said this or she did this. And then now at a young age, I recognize, like, this is something that makes so-and-so feel uncomfortable, so I shouldn't do it.
Correct.
These are body parts that I have. No, it's not taboo, so I shouldn't just grab her.
Exactly.
Or him. So mm-hmm. I see the point. Now, I see the other side where somebody would say, girl, that is team too young.
Yeah. I mean, so another part that helped us with even having the conversation about consent, especially with my son, was when we at nighttime, we pray with each other, and we usually hold each other's hands when we pray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Raylan, she'd definitely be being a little annoying little sister, but she'll say, like, I don't, you know, she'll, like, not want to hold Tyson's hand. So
yeah.
He would try to force his hand, like, force her to hold his hand. Like, come on, Raylan, like, you just being a brat. Like, no, Mommy said hold hands. So I had to just stop them both and say, well, Tyson, if Raylan tells you she doesn't want you to hold her hand, you need to let her hand go.
Wow.
Do not force yourself to hold her hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, is she being mean? Maybe. Right? At the end of the day, maybe she is, but it's her body.
Yeah.
So we was really forced, like, it's her body. If she says no, then she means no. Do not force yourself. It's something as simple as holding her hand.
Yeah. You know, I read something a while back that said, like, even as parents, like, if your kid doesn't want you to give them a kiss or a hug, like, don't force them, because mm-hmm. that makes them feel like, as an adult or authority figure, then when somebody else that's maybe doing something wrong tries to force me, well, then because they're an adult and they said so, then I had to do it. And so
wow.
it made you think, like, wow, I never thought about that, because you love your kids and, like, give
of
me
course.
A kiss,
yeah.
give me a kiss, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they're like, no. And
even
I think
it even mentioned tickling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't even know where I saw this article. If I find it, maybe I'll share it on our page. But I think that when you think about it that way, then it makes sense, because now you're learning at a very young age. And they're so impressionable now.
Yes.
That they literally take in everything. They're like sponges. So if
mm-hmm.
you can help teach them to set boundaries at this age, then when they're older and...
We hope that...
Yeah.
And at least be able to speak for themselves. So another big thing for us was no secrets.
Okay.
Like, let's not have secrets in our family, first off. And then second off, I know that sometimes those are tactics people use. Like, this will be our little secret. So we did even tell them some of the slang names for body parts. I didn't
okay.
use the D word for I just couldn't, like, let my mouth say D-I-C-K.
To your son.
But I did tell him about balls.
Okay.
Because, like, some people will say balls, because I don't want him to hear balls and not realize they literally are talking about your testicles. You know what
okay.
I mean? So I wanted them to make that connection with, like, some people say your hoo-ha for your vagina.
I know. I'm a big hoo-ha or vajayjay person over here.
Yeah. So I wanted them to know, like, some people call it this, but you should refer to, like, just so if someone touches you, if someone looks at you in that, and they name it that, you know exactly what's going on, and they still should not do it, no matter what they call it.
It's sad that we even have to have these conversations, but as we can see, this is just how things have been happening for a long time. It's kind of scary to think about that when you have a kid, though. Like, I didn't even think, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have these conversations so young. But it's everywhere in the media right now. And there's different angles that people are taking. Like, well, you know, men need to know that women aren't objects. Or you know, it's okay that you can say no, or you shouldn't have to do certain things for power. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy, all the different things. So it's good that, like, you're taking something that's, like, nationwide, that's a huge hot topic, and narrowing it all the way down to
a little kid. Yeah. And I mean, so we'll definitely post this on Facebook.
Okay.
Where, like, it's like a little screenshot of what they use. But for ages 5 to 8, it's called Puberty Politeness. Ages 8 to 10, less questions, more curiosity. 9 to 12, what makes a good relationship. 13 to 18, the pleasure talk. So I'm assuming that's when they really get into sex, talking about sex.
And the hormones are raging.
Mm-hmm. And then 18 plus, open up and make them need you. Don't know exactly what that is about. But at the end, it just says no shame, no blame. It is up to you to continue the sex conversation, even if your child doesn't ever bring it up. Sexuality and pleasure are healthy and life-enhancing. And, you know, I grew up thinking sex was bad. And I just don't want them to think that. It's a gift from God. At the end of the day, it is a gift from God, and you need to treat it as such. Mm-hmm. But I also want you to love yourself. Never be ashamed of how you look. Mm-hmm. Never be ashamed of your body. Know that you can always talk to mommy and daddy. If somebody makes you uncomfortable, I don't care how small it is or how big it is. And so for us, the earlier we can have that conversation with them, the better, just to build that trust. So we just talked about trusting each other. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, I never think my husband would do anything, but, you know, just... I just want them to know, like, even mommies and daddies need to respect your boundaries. Yeah. You know, if you feel uncomfortable when we do something, tell us.
Yeah. Well, it's good, though, because I think, and we've talked about this, like, at church and stuff, that it's hard when you get married and you're like, you've been telling me this whole time I'm not supposed to do it, and now I'm supposed to do it now that I'm married. Like, what? But I think now that you're having conversations now, then they're like, oh, I could talk to my mom about this. Because then when you have those, you're in high school and stuff, and people are, like, peer pressuring you, or you feel uncomfortable, or you're like, everyone's doing it, which half of them are lying.
Right.
Then you can at least, you've already created that atmosphere from day one that they could come to you to talk.
And it won't, our prayer is, like, they won't be uncomfortable then.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know. Girl, if it's
up to us, I plan on having a box of condoms, everything. Oh, I know people be thinking I'm crazy, but look, STDs are real, pregnancies are real, and I don't intend on paying for neither one of them, So I need them to be fully prepared, whatever decision they make.
On that note, we will definitely share the infographic that she posted, but we want to hear from you. Like, have you ever had the sex talk with your kiddos? And how was it for you? Like, I know we just shared that it was like...
Let's get into that just a smidgen. I'm going to be vulnerable right now.
Oh, Lord.
You know, me and Realist had Tyson out of wedlock, and we low-key had Raylan out of wedlock, too.
Shut the front door.
Girl straight up got pregnant at my bachelorette. Not at the bachelorette party, but after the bachelorette activities. It was hilarious. Like, and grannies be knowing. Grannies be knowing, girl. I got pregnant, must have been like around October 8th. We got married October 18th, and it's October, too, so we need to have this conversation right. So this is funny. So my wedding dress ended up being, like, a size 2. I ain't never wore a size 2 in my life. People think I have, but I've never. Ended up being a size 2, so I'm like, my granny is like, girl, you just look so beautiful at your wedding. And I was like, yeah, and that dress was a size 2. And she was like, well, are you pregnant? I said, well, maybe if we got pregnant last night. Being all dumb, right?
Trying to be funny.
girl, she was like, well, I'm just saying, because some people lose the weight before they gain the weight. Flash forward to the what I thought was the, 9-week appointment. Girl, I'm like, okay, so why does that baby have arms and legs already? And the nurse is looking at me like, you're definitely farther along than you think you are. And I looked at her and was like, do you remember this date? I'm confused. I'm really confused right now. Girl, but, you know, we struggled with those sex thing because we, like you said, we felt all that shame and we felt all this guilt. And it was like, so when we got married and it was okay, I'm like, so is it okay to kiss you? Because I just was just nervous and it just took us a while to learn each other.
I felt the same way. Like, oh my God, it's okay now. I was looking at him like,
Right.
I don't think we should be doing this. I know we're married, but it felt real weird. Because I think when, especially for us, because, you know, like, our faith is very important. So when we didn't wait till we were married, and then we, like, tried to go back and, like, all right, now we're gonna do this the right way. Then we're like, well, all right, so.
Mm-hmm. What is the right way? And then, look, this is another podcast for another day, but pregnancy throws off everything. You have to, like, relearn your body, or what used to work doesn't work anymore. Oh, Every time you get older, things change. I just want to leave y'all with know that you're not the only mommy and husbands going through, like, sex issues. Like, it took us some time to get where we are, and I can't wait to really have that conversation, too.
Where are you? Took us some time to get where we are.
Oh, girl.
Okay. Anyway, that's another
Alana lays it down now. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about kids.
I used to be lazy wife. Like, just lay there, let them do whatever. God. Now I'm like, oh, no, I'm about to do what I got to do. To get mine.
Oh my God. Really? I'm sorry. I shouldn't even ask that question. He is so embarrassed right now.
No, he ain't. Because he know who coming home. Where I'm going home to. You know, the St. Louis accent coming out. Where I'm going home to. All right?
I know he embarrassed. Don't listen to this at work. Don't listen to it at work. It's
he
okay.
He's going to be cracking up.
That's funny. But yes, we will definitely do a part two on. We talked about how you talk to your kids about sex. Then we can talk about mommy's and daddy's sex life. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to get a Barry White voiceover for that.
We got to get Sue. You remember Sue?
Oh, my God.
Okay, y'all. We going to close, though. Look up the NICE method and try it out with your children. You're never too early to have the conversation. You're never too late to have the conversation. And they are never too young. And they are never too old. Just, I think sometimes you have to get more comfortable with it and not push those fears on your children.
Yeah, that's true. That's good. Good job today, Alana.
Thank you.
Aww. All right, so that's all we have for this week's episode. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Feel free to join the conversation at Real Moms 2, that's T-O-O, not T-W-O, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, don't forget that we're now on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and also Spreaker. So don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, and let your family and friends know. Until next time, bye-bye. A 2017 poll by ABC News and the Washington Post found that 54% of American women report receiving unwanted and inappropriate sexual advances, with 95% saying that such behavior usually goes unpunished. We at Real Moms 2 want to stand with all the survivors of sexual abuse and sexual assault. We are with you.